All right, what the fuck is this? Suicide Week? Anthony Bourdain kills himself? I don't know what to say about that other than that's sad. Fuck. That's all I can say is fuck. So very sorry to hear that. It's 10:52 a.m. I got up a while ago. I'll be honest with you, but Jacqueline had to go to the Amtrak. She's at the Big Hunt in Washington, D.C. If you live anywhere near Washington, D.C., go to the Big Hunt tonight. See her show. It's going to be great. But make sure you tell her that you came because I sent you from this podcast. And that will actually make her, I think, very happy. And it'll score points for me. Of like, oh, look at you. You're promoting my show. I'm not trying to destroy her career. I encourage it. I want it to do. If she can do better than me, please go do it. See, last night I did a show that was fun in Brooklyn. None of you were there because there wasn't that many people there, and I would imagine that you would come up to me and tell me. So I did this show in Brooklyn, had a good time, then went to see this movie, Hereditary. Oh, it was brutal as far as like suspense and like I was tensed up the whole time. I got to a point where I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? But it's enjoyable. When it's done, then you're like, I enjoyed it. It's a very odd activity. Let's go see a movie that'll make us feel uncomfortable, but so uncomfortable. More uncomfortable than you get to feel in regular life. You'll do, and then you get to walk out and not feel it anymore. Why do we love that? I enjoy it. Sometimes. Okay, I guess we'll look at the news. Of course, at the top of the list is Anthony Bourdain. But I don't know how to make sense out of it. Other than, I mean, I keep saying this. It's not like suicide makes zero sense to me. I don't plan on doing it. But every time, like a famous person, like a rich, famous, beloved person, like Anthony Bourdain, or Chris Cornell. Kate Spade earlier week, I'm like, maybe there's something to this thing. It's like, yeah, let's get it over with. Why don't I call the shots here? Why don't I say when this goes down? I might have said the same exact thing a couple of days ago when Kate Spade killed herself. It says here also, suicide rates are up 30% since 1999. So what does that mean? Because everybody just assumes it's depression, which I don't doubt, but is there maybe there's something else? But I'm no doctor. Why am I going to get into it? Let me talk about some other stuff other than suicide. Oh, this is sort of related to suicide. McDonald's, you buy more from touchscreen kiosks than a person. So expect more kiosks. You gone to one of these McDonald's with the kiosks? I have. Did I buy more? Fuck yeah, I did. I definitely, because it's embarrassing to tell a person what you really want. Your deepest McDonald's desires. But a kiosk, it don't judge you. It's like, no, keep on tapping on me, baby. I want, do it all day. Go, come back for seconds. Go eat this, and come back for more. No one's gonna know, except me. And I'm not a person. It doesn't roll its eyes when you order a Diet Coke with a bunch of garbage. Hey, maybe it's still. I don't need the extra calories from the Coke. Oh, I know. What's the point? Well. I can save some calories there. You don't get that logic at all with your hack joke about, oh, and then you get a Diet Coke. Yes, I'm a fat person. I get a Diet Coke with the... Well, I'm not that fat. And I'm not eating fast food today. No gays allowed. Tennessee store owner put sign back up after SCOTUS ruling. Supreme Court. But that didn't say you could discriminate against gay people. That ruling. It was all about the guy. This is fucking bullshit. This guy's in. Well, the guy's just a fucking idiot. Whoever this store owner is. Where is this? I mean, it's in Tennessee, but what kind of. I'm going to actually click through to this. Because what the fuck? No gays. Why would you put that sign up? What the fuck is. How old are you? That you're worried about gay people coming into your store? Because he said it's against his Christian beliefs. You know, I'm not going to yell at you about this because you're cool. You listen to this show. You're not one of these fucking people that doesn't understand what being Christian means. It doesn't mean putting up no gays allowed like a fucking idiot. It's a hardware and roofing supply store in Tennessee. Well, fuck you and your fucking hardware store. I'm not shopping there. Let me take my business elsewhere. Next time I'm in Tennessee, I'm going to make sure to shop at a different hardware store. I'm going to go to the gay hardware store. I would open up a gay hardware store in that town. Say only gay people. Keep your fucking. I don't need you coming in here with your fucking weirdo, fucking heterosexual ways. Then people will say, but you're a heterosexual. Aren't you being a hypocrite? And I'll say, I'm a self-hating heterosexual. So no, I'm not. I'm a heterosexual, but I have shame. Minneapolis. Cops halt low-level marijuana stings after racial disparity revealed. Well, there you go. Another little more evidence of what they call white privilege, which exists, but some people... It exists in this country, but, you know, some people rather listen to Jordan Peterson than to look at facts. That guy's a fucking... That guy's a creep. There's something weird about that fucking Jordan Peterson. I think some... I have no insight into his personal life, but I wouldn't be surprised if some weirdo shit came out on him because he just gives off a vibe. He's a... I don't want to call him exactly alt-right, but he's like a hero to the alt-right, and he's just a Canadian philosophy professor, if you don't know who he is. If you don't know who he is, keep it that way. Don't be like me and end up in a fucking YouTube spiral that will take up half a day. Let's see, maybe one more story before we call it quits for the weekend. Suspect in murder of German teen caught in northern Iraq. Man, those German cops don't play. You can't hide even in Iraq. Imagine, you think if I committed a crime and fled the country and got as far as Iraq, I think I feel like, I don't think the cops are going to catch me over here. Although I wouldn't kill somebody. Be like, I don't know what crime I would do. I'd say if I, you know, I would buy marijuana. Maybe I bought some illegal marijuana here in New York City, and the cops saw the transit. It was like an undercover cop, you know, a big weed sting, and then they're like, "You're under arrest," and I jumped out the window. Go down a fire escape and I flee. I'm able to get out of the country on a boat and get over to, I don't know, Casablanca. Yeah, get over to some someplace on a boat, and I'm like, I need to hide from the cops, man. They're after me. The heat is on. So I can get, I talk to, you know, whoever the fixer is in that town, the guy that knows the people that can get you the fucking, he's like, listen, I can get you a fake ID. I can set you up with an apartment. I can get you like a job. It's not going to be much. It'll be enough to get you buy your food and pay your rent. It's, you know, you're going to be working in a store, doing some type of cashier or something like that. It's, but you'll stay out of, you know, out of the long arm of the law, you know. And I'm like, all right, where is it? Iraq. Like, north or south? Please tell me it's south. I hear that someone. No, northern Iraq. All right. There's no way they'll catch me in Iraq. Then the cops come knocking on your fucking door. Well, justice has been served to this murder suspect. Maybe he didn't do it. Innocent till proven guilty. Do they do that in Germany as well? I don't know. I'm not but I will see you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. We love you.